Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes, Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now, courtesy Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. You just wrote a piece talking about the Ravens and putting this roster together, which is an incredibly good roster, but it's also been an oddly quiet offseason. Did you expect it to be this quiet? I mean, on the field, with the on-the-field moves. Did you expect it to be this quiet? Did you expect some, at least one extension to happen by now?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the reason for the silence is the same reason that we should probably expect relative silence over the next, you know, few years, barring extensions, just because everything is tied up with Lamar. And, you know, you have this huge piece on your roster who's also going to be a huge piece of your salary cap space. And it's hard to get the Jenga pieces in order unless you have the biggest one in place. And, you know, we saw in Buffalo, for instance, just kind of that downstream effect of getting the Josh Allen deal done. I think they already had, you know, like Bedford signed or one of those key guys signed, but as soon as they locked him into an extension, they got another two or three deals done. I think probably the hope is that, you know, when Eric DaCosta, if he hasn't already, goes down to South Florida and talks business with Lamar, then they agree on the parameters of the deal and you have a better sense of what exactly you have in the way of cap space for Tyler Linderbaum or Travis Jones or Kyle Hamilton, just, you know, so many guys that you need to get under contract, because the closer that you get to, or the longer that you wait, the more the prices go up, or God forbid they get the free agency, and then you really don't have a chance of getting them. So, again, I think Lamar is probably just still the fulcrum of this whole offseason experience.
Jonas, we've seen Eric DaCosta over the past couple of years make multiple impact free agent acquisitions later in the offseason. Heck, even into the season, when talking about Kyle Van Noy. We saw Jadeveon Clowney got cut last week. Do you see them still adding to the edge group, even though it's a little crowded with all their young guys?
I think it would really, you know, not the crib, you know, Jeff Rubik's angle, but I think it would really have to mean that they're out on a couple of those guys on the edge, just because, you know, Steve Bisciotti likes seeing some of these young guys thrown into the fire. He likes knowing for a fact that the emotional energy that he's invested in these young draft picks is not worth the time. And, you know, he's willing to go and get someone who's obviously going to cost more money and also get in their way of more playing time. So, you know, I think obviously you feel good about Adape, you feel good about Tavis Robinson, you feel good about Kyle Van Noy being, you know, contributors this season. Obviously, Mike Green, you definitely feel good about down the road. But, you know, if they don't feel good about it, he's Isaac, which would be a little bit of a shocker because he's a third-round pick, and they very rarely cut bait with guys like that. And if they don't feel good about David Ojabo, who's obviously the one who is most in danger with a potential roster move, then certainly you could imagine space for these guys. But, you know, like, listen, Jeremy Clemens is not going to be a guy who is going to play a lot of special team snaps, if any at all. You know, you obviously would want him to be more of a part-time role because of the other guys that you have on this roster. But I still think he could be a useful piece. Maybe he, you know, in some ways takes the place of a Malik Harrison, you know, a guy that you trust to be that edge setter in heavy personnel, because you're clearly losing an important piece like that. But just big picture wise, you know, I still think that because of how many young rookie contracts that are on this team, the inclination from ownership on high is going to be, you know, I want to see these young guys before you really make a move to shore up a certain roster weakness. And there really aren't a whole lot of weaknesses on this roster.
I know that this is, again, like sort of to that point, this is not going to be the summer of depth chart battles and what do they call them, position wars, or you know, there's not a ton of that going on. But how big of a spotlight do you think will be on the specialist here? We've got a punter who's nearing the end of his rookie deal, who has been talk about him a little more tomorrow. We've got obviously a new kicker and a non-established kicker for the first time in a decade, and we've got, you know, another return guy come on down, but they haven't exactly had a whole lot of success identifying those guys lately. How big of a sort of summer and early season subplot do you think that is for this team?
Yeah, I think the returner subplot will probably be more something for the venue of preseason games. Like, they're not going to be a lot of live returns.
Yep.
The most that you can tell from those guys is, are they holding on to the ball? And if they're not, then they're probably going to get phased out pretty quickly. Yeah. And, you know, when we talked to the Ravens scouts a couple of weeks ago, like, there wasn't a there wasn't any real lack of confidence in LaJonte Lester having that be a virtue for him, that there wasn't really a lot of concern about his hands getting in the way of him taking that starting job. But and so that obviously thrust most of the focus onto the kicking side of things. And, you know, obviously there's not a whole lot that we can do to evaluate Jordan Stout as a punter, but there's certainly a lot that we can do in terms of tracking the kicks and the accuracy of Tyler Loop and whoever it is that he's going up against. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be running diaries about just exactly how these guys are doing, where they're kicking from, where they're making from, where they're missing from, all that kind of stuff. And obviously the, you know, every 5 days or so conversations that we get with Chris Horton will definitely be pretty interesting. So, you know, obviously it's not the sexiest thing in the world, but replacing Justin Tucker is a necessary thing for this Ravens team. And to anyone who thinks that Tyler Loop is a stone cold lock for week one starter, and I would just encourage you to go back and look at the history of these rookie kickers and say, and learn for yourself that it is not a sure thing, even if you invest draft tech, that this guy is going to be the best, you know, asset for your team at the start of his rookie season.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, you cited Jeff's piece, so I do want to point to another part of his piece that surprised me. I didn't know Sam Cook no longer a part of the coaching staff, so it's a very, very much upheaval in the special teams room. Like, was this? Did you see this coming? Is this a nothing burger to you? Is this a big deal?
I think it's definitely something. I guess I probably should have had more eagle eyes in watching, you know, the coaches who were out there at a rookie mini camp. Obviously, you know, Sam's got a kid now who's kicking and in college, and maybe he just wants to be around him more for those days, be a part of his life a little bit more in that way. So, you know, obviously you have that level of specialty of expertise with Brandy Brown working not just with the kickers, but with the punters as well. And, you know, obviously if they needed to shake things up a little bit on the special teams front, I don't think you can lay a huge amount of the failures, the widespread failures on the special teams unit last year at Dan Cook's feet. I think Jordan Stout has gotten better. You know, each year he's been in Baltimore, he's just had a couple, you know, high leverage failures that I think fans have held against him. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do, you know, in this next coming year. But, you know, obviously you bring in CoCap from years ago. Hopefully that helps improve things for Ravens special teams. So we'll see. I think obviously this is going to be a fresh start for everyone with no Justin Tucker as part of that wolf pack or whatever we're kind of call it nowadays. So maybe this is just, you know, John Harbaugh feeling like he had to shake things up to get special teams back to what they historically have been in Baltimore.
Jonas, we were talking about Rashad Bateman earlier in the show. Cowboys apparently reached out to the Ravens to kick the tires on that, and I'm sure that conversation was rather brief. But coming off that contract year, what are you expecting out of Bateman in 2025?
A lot, man. I mean, I've always been a sucker for him. I always loved watching him do his thing out there. I am kind of curious in these Ravens fan back channels to see just where they are kind of aligning, because I think in some of the same ways that, you know, the Lamar playoff shortcomings and certainly the Mark Andrews playoff shortcomings have maybe soured certain fans on his, you know, status as a legend. Maybe you're also starting to see some of that come off against Day, even though as a rookie, he did everything but reach the ball out over that goal line for a touchdown. And this year, he couldn't really do anything because of that playoff, because of that postseason injury. But, you know, the guy who did step up was Rashad Bateman, at least in Buffalo, he did. And I think that there's probably a closer than we imagine, you know, level of quality between Zay and Bate. And maybe by the end of the year, we are talking about how Rashad Bateman has been the Ravens' most consistent, most impressive wide receiver. Obviously, there are certain things that Zay can do that Rashad Bateman can't do. And there are certain things that Zay maybe got unlucky with last year that Bateman did not. For instance, just, you know, his downfield prolificness. But I'm really excited to see what Bateman can do, because I think every year that he's been healthy, he's gotten better. And then I still think that there are things that the Ravens can now do maybe more with Bateman now that you have a traditional X in DeAndre Hopkins, even if he's not the DeAndre Hopkins of old, that could potentially supercharge him in a way that he hasn't been. So I'm excited to see what he can do. I'm hoping he can stay healthy. And yeah, I mean, just you look at the ESPN tracking metrics and he gets open a whole heck of a lot. So does Zay. So for those two guys to be on the same team with this offense, it's going to be really exciting to see just you know, what was kind of expected of him this year.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Coming up next, we stick with football and we stick in the AFC North. It's Northern Exposure. Is Aaron Rodgers really going to be the Steelers quarterback? What about Browns camp? And man, another awful injury update from Browns camp. And what the heck's going on with the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson? We'll update you. Northern Exposure next here on the
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment to your local Ford store. Share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fair.
He's doing great. But again, we're at the very beginning of it. I don't know that we're looking at it through that lens in terms of evaluating him. It's more about getting to know him and just laying a good foundation that way.
That was Mike Tomlin talking about Will Howard, who the Steelers drafted out of Ohio State. And the Aaron Rodgers stuff still seems to be percolating, though he has not made a decision yet.
Well, we talk about unserious organizations around here sometimes, unfortunately, mostly with the local baseball operation. It's almost Memorial Day. We're getting into the heat of OTAs, and this is, how does this guy not get an ultimatum? Bro, this offer is on the table for 5 more days.
Yeah.
If you're not in our building by next weekend, you're not coming in our building. I can't quite figure it out. He's got no other options. Clearly, he's not dying to be there. They're not going to up the ante financially because who are they bidding against?
And he said $10 million.
Take it or leave it. Doesn't matter though. Don't hold him to that because he's not going to hold himself to that. He's talking to his boy. It's not the real world.
No one made him say that.
But it doesn't matter. That's fantasy land. That'll rot your mind. That whole thing is kabuki theater. Nothing real about
theater.
Any of that. I just don't know how they don't have a hand. At what point do you feel like we should probably know who's in our quarterback room and who's not as we get in? We're doing real offseason work. The guys we want to be here at that position should probably be here.
Is this where we're at? We're talking up a 6th-round rookie this
Will
quarterback
Howard.
Room. Is this where we're at with the Steelers?
Stinks, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Some type of offseason.
Let's go to Cleveland. They just had rookie minicamp, but what about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, Beltway Ben?
Of course, it's day by day. I just find something I want to perfect and just perfect it to the best of my abilities. And that's all I really focus on, just being there, just being a leader, being a great teammate, doing what I need to do whenever it is. So I'm just thankful for an opportunity. Things could have been a lot worse, but I'm here smiling in front of you all at this facility right now.
Felt good. I think this is definitely a place where I thrive, being able to get back in the building. And I think, within 6 months of the draft process, you're kind of teamless and, a lot of time for you to build and grow individually. But this is where I thrive, being in a team environment. That's why you play the game of football,
So those are the two quarterbacks they drafted. For what it's worth, I did see a report from somebody who was there covering it that Shedeur looked better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Not that that should be a major surprise. And also news, JOK, their really good linebacker/safety, already declared out for this season.
Yeah, that's huge.
He got run over by Derrick Henry, I think, week 8. He hadn't played since, so neck injury. But these quarterbacks,
it's going to be really cumbersome. I don't know how Kevin Stefanski's going to manage this. They all need some amount of work. Flacco needs the least, but Flacco is going to need some tuning up because I think Flacco is going to be the week 1 starter.
I would think.
Does somebody get hurt and they just try to ship
Pickett
out? I'm not even really worried about the Watson of it all. Mm. It's just these other four. That's unwieldy, figuring out how you get meaningful reps. And they're already, of course, as the media is watching, and they're going to get to watch most of the training camp practices, they're counting every snap. Mm. Who got more today, Shedeur or Gabriel? In what order? You're going to get sick talking about your 3rd and 4th quarterbacks all the time. But that's how this thing was set up, and that's the reality. I think it's going to be really challenging. And I also just wonder how much of a fair fight it'll be for Shedeur Sanders. It's certainly interesting. I don't know that any of them are necessarily set up to succeed.
No. It's not a good team.
It's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, it's the Browns. Dysfunction. That's what they're known best for.
Let's go to Cincinnati. And not only are they having contract difficulties with their great pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, but their first-round pick won't do any practicing yet. Here's Shamar Stewart not signing his contract yet.
I just decided not to sign those papers.
Do you anticipate signing your contract before Monday to join the team, or you're not sure when that's going to come together?
I would hope so. I would love to be part of the team. I'd be on the sideline just looking at everybody else do work.
To say how tough it is that for you?
Yeah, especially on the first day. It was kind of tough on me.
Are you part of the meetings? Are you doing other things as part of this?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing everything else. I'm just on the field stuff. I'm not doing it.
So he is part of meetings, but he's not doing anything on the field. What is going on?
There's nothing happening really on the field. Beltway Ben was just at a rookie minicamp. We've had Jonas on. We've had Zrebeck on. Like, nobody. They're doing nothing.
But so, the Ravens' first-round pick was on the field.
That's fine, but I don't blame this kid. If this kid's worried about getting hurt, doing something innocuous, and it can happen, as sort of lame as these halfway practices are, he doesn't have a fully signed contract. Who cares? The issue in Cincinnati is that their number one pass rusher, one of the top five pass rushers in the league, has put out another missive through the media.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson reaching out to old Shefty to tell him just how unhappy he is with the lack of progress in his contract.
Here's the quote. No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating. I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution of this situation, but that's hard to do when there is no discussion and evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals, Jason.
I mean, this one's been a red flag for me for a while. They should have traded him at the draft or well before then. Now, look, eventually, does he have to come and play football? I mean, I don't think he'll have a long enough holdout where he would screw up an accrued season. Now, will he take it deep into the season or deep enough into the season? They start every season crawling out of a hole in October, in part because of issues like this.
Yeah.
Because this guy didn't do anything in the summer, and this guy was a hold-in, and that guy was a hold-in, and this was a hold-in you didn't even really know about because he was half-assing it on the field when you guys were out there, and then as soon as they kicked you guys out, he did nothing. Like, there's always that subplot to every summer with this football team, and it's not a good defense. It was a terrible defense with him last year. I shudder to think what it would look like without him, even for 4 to 6 weeks, if he just decides to call their bluff.
How do you see this playing out? He gets paid or traded?
I think it bleeds into the regular season. I think it bleeds into the regular season. And I think they're compromised in September again.
Coming up next, we get back to the Orioles and something we talked about earlier, the rotation. Is it starting to stabilize? We'll ask Matt Weirich. He covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee prices across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next. Orioles take 2 of 3 from the Angels. They're off today. Start a 3-game series at home against the Twins tomorrow. Are things starting to trend up, or do the Angels just stink too? Let's talk about it now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Matt Wire covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. Matt, thank you as always for your time. The rotation with Eflin back, the way Sagano's pitching, Kramer's been better of late, obviously, with Gibson and Morton. That's not good. But are things starting to stabilize a little bit with the rotation, in your opinion?
I think so. I mean, the bar was certainly not very high before, so certainly there has been improvement in that regard. Having Eflin back is huge, you know, on a pitch count in that first outing, but somebody that I think this team reasonably expects to go 6-plus innings every time he takes the ball. So, you know, that's something I think from a mentality standpoint that you can't replace. But with how good Sugano has been and Kramer really surging here, I mean, that's a solid 3. Povich, you know, shown some flashes, you know, gave up 5 runs in his last outing, but 5 of those came in 1 inning. And then the rest of them, he blanked the Twins. So, you know, was able to kind of settle in and go from there. So I think we've seen some flashes from him. They obviously need Gibson to be a little bit better, but looks like for the meantime, Charlie Morton squeezed out to the bullpen and, you know, things are certainly trending in the better direction.
Matt, I know Adley had 2 hits yesterday, one where the outfielder lost it in the sun, but he's really been scuffling of late. Is it time to drop him in the lineup some?
You know, it's so tough because you look at the expected numbers for Adley Rutschman, and they are really painting a different picture from what we're seeing. I mean, just from the last couple of days, balls that didn't come in for hits, he had 2 go to the warning track, one that was robbed for a home run, and another ball he hit straight up the middle that Zach Neto, made a nice play to steal a hit from him as well. So, you know, I think that he is close. You know, I think they've been saying that for a while, and obviously the results haven't been there, and maybe you do drop him in the order just to get him a little bit more comfortable. But as far as his process goes, it looks like a lot different, I'd say, from the Adley Rutschman we saw in the second half of last year, where there were obviously concerning signs, and he wasn't drawing walks either. That's something he has still been doing here this season, is at least putting up an on-base percentage, you know, above 300, which obviously down the stretch last year he was not. So, you know, obviously they're trying to work through things with him. I just think that, you know, from compared to maybe some of the other guys who have been struggling, he's showing more signs of still being the type of player that he's supposed to be.
I'm going to run these numbers by you. Since June 20th of last year, he's batting .205. He's getting on base 29.6% of the time. He's slugging .316. He has a .612 OPS in 115 games, going back, you know, 11 months. That's 267th out of 299 qualified hitters. He's 37 RBIs since June 20th of last year, as many as Lennon Sosa, Xavier Edwards, Bo Naylor, and Tyler Fitzgerald. I wish I was making that up, but like, which standard should he be held to? You know what I mean? Like, and he's also regressed defensively significantly and can't throw anybody out. And that's on some, not all on him. Pitchers, holding guys, Michael Elias seemingly not caring about it. But like, I mean, we're 450 games into his career now. Like, you don't think we're at a crisis point at all?
I'm not saying that it's not something that should be addressed or shouldn't be addressed. I mean.
Oh, damn.
Oh, did we lose Matt?
It almost sounded like he muted himself.
I think he did.
I do that all the time.
No, for sure. Yeah. It happens.
Let's try him back. I think he did accidentally mute himself. Self-mute.
Not a self-mutilator, but I am a self-muter.
Yeah.
Because you didn't hear it like drop off.
No,
he was still there. Like I had to follow up there.
He was still there.
Like, yeah. Hello?
No, he's coming back. Okay. They're calling him back.
I thought you said he's still there.
No, I said he was still there. I could see he was still on the line, but there was nothing happening. So. Eventually,
what doesn't show up in the expected and unexpected is when it's second and third or first and second and nobody out and you fail to move somebody over because you pop up.
Yeah, that's not fun. And then yesterday he popped up and it turned into a triple. Let's go back out to Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline to Matt Wyrick. Matt, we lost you. We're thinking you might have accidentally muted yourself, but you were saying about Adley.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry about that.
No. All good.
What I'm really getting at is that I think that last year, you look at what he did down the stretch versus this year, they are different types of struggles. You're right. This is a large sample size going back to last season where he has not been the Adley Rutschman that he was to begin his career when he was a Silver Slugger type player getting MVP votes. You know, it's obvious that that can still happen, but clearly there something happened and down the stretch last year, whether he was dealing with injury or not, it was a bit of a different Adley Rutschman than what we're seeing now. I mean, you look at the squared up numbers right now, he is barreling the baseball. He is getting the bat on the ball. What maybe is concerning about what we've seen this year is that the exit velocities haven't followed. Mm-hmm. You know, he's making solid contact, but he's not driving the ball like he used to. And that's maybe where you point to as an area of concern for what this form of Adley Rutschman can be, even when he maybe does start going. Are the power numbers going to come back? I don't know. That's not a question I have an answer to, but certainly
sure.
It's something that the Orioles need to figure out.
We're speaking to Matt Weirich, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Matt, let's go to another 1-1. We saw Jackson Holliday in the leadoff spot on Saturday. Could we see more of that in the future, or him moving even higher up in the lineup?
Sure. I mean, I think that, honestly, ideally, he's a guy that they have at the top of the lineup with the speed that he has, the ability, maybe not necessarily a power guy at this stage of his career, but somebody who can hit for a lot of singles and doubles when, you know, conceivably he's going right. That's something I think that is really appetizing with a guy like Gunnar Henderson being able to drive him in behind him, making Gunnar more of maybe a run producer than a table setter, which, you know, his skill set being a home run guy kind of lends itself to. So I think that that's something we could see. It's obviously, you know, they kind of had kid gloves on with Jackson early on, you know, sitting him against tough lefties, putting him pretty low in the order. But, you know, Brandon Hyde has said that as long as he sees him being comfortable, he's going to continue giving him opportunities. And it seems like that is the direction we're trending. So I would not be surprised to see, you know, Jackson maybe end up being their everyday leadoff man by the end of the year.
Matt, I'm curious to get your thoughts, and you were out there. The comments from Brandon Hyde and Cody Ashe that we played him earlier in the show, and just the lack of a sense of urgency from either of them, and maybe we're just a bunch of blowhards, but we feel like they're the second worst team in the American League. Like, shouldn't there be a sense of urgency? I get you don't want to
like show
panic.
Should we really feel confident in our processes and our outcomes when we're 10 games below 500 since June 20th of last year?
Yeah, look, I get what you're saying, and I wrote this in a column this morning. You know, these expectations were high coming into the year. What they did this offseason aside, you know, how anyone felt about it, where they're at in their competitive window right now, the expectation is the Orioles are contending for the World Series. And as of right now, they are not. And, you know, we're 6 weeks into the season, seven weeks into the season. This is, again, not a small sample size. So at a certain point, you know, anybody would want to see change. Anyone wants to see something different, whether that is personnel changes, whether that is roster changes, whether that is change in where they are in the standings and turning things around. Something has to be different. And right now, there's been a lot of pushing out about the status quo and maintaining that. And I can understand why people would want to be frustrated about that. Clearly, the Orioles have a lot of belief in what they have going and what they have built, and a lot of the philosophies that they have had dating back to previous years because it worked in previous years. Now, is there a certain point where you have to adapt and change? I believe so. Are we at this point yet? It seems that the Orioles don't think they are at that point yet, but, you know, it's getting late early in Baltimore, and at a certain point, you know, you have to adapt or die.
Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Great stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, we're going to hit the hot corner. Coming up next, is the arrow trending up for Cedric Mullins? Does it continue to trend down for Tyler O'Neill? And we'll take a look at the Minnesota Twins, who come to town riding a win streak. It's the hot corner next here on The Fan. Orioles win 7-3 yesterday. They take 2-3 in Anaheim against the Angels. Let's start with Cedric Mullins. Cedric Mullins went 2-for-4 yesterday. He came into yesterday 1-for-30 in May. Got out his first at bat, so he was riding a 1-for-31 clip when he finally got a hit yesterday. Ended up with 2 in the game. Could he get this? Did you see anything that made you think maybe things are moving in the right direction?
Well, yeah. I mean, some of the quality at bats look better. I think it was really kind of looking tough in some of the lefty-lefty situations, and this was a guy who was one of the only people hitting lefties for the first, I don't know, month of the season, 5 weeks. It's really been the last kind of 10 days where he started to scuffle. So I think, you know, and we'll talk more about Adley in the lead Jackson in the leadoff spot tomorrow. But I think getting set into the middle of this lineup would make some sense for me. And letting him get up there in some of these situations where you think they're going to be people on base, and just sort of reinforcing some of his best habits about backsiding the ball and being smart with his approach. I think Sed got a little off the plot here because, like, he was the only guy hitting the ball hard. It's like, if I don't hit the ball hard or O'Hearn doesn't hit the ball hard, nobody's hitting the ball hard. And I think it got him a little pool happy, and it got him pressing a little bit because I think he's kind of felt like I've got to drive everybody in because nobody's driving anybody in.
Yeah, that at-bat against Anderson in the fifth inning where it was such a smooth, easy swing, doubled, and then, of course, he ended up coming around to score. That was one of his best at-bats we've seen this month.
Yes. let's move to the other end of the spectrum. Tyler O'Neill, who just came back off the IL. He went 0-for-3 with two walks in this game.
Sure, and who warned you about this guy first? Nobody warned you about him first.
Took a horrible route to a base hit and turned into a triple. And I missed it.
Right, but I guess purple ox? Is it a blue ox?
You guys, I think it was a blue ox. His ox's name was Blue.
There you go.
So I heard our friend Hall of Famer Jim Palmer was not thrilled with the route he took.
He was done with this guy in the first inning me.
Said no approach in the first at bat
with Gunner on second. He's like, I'm just going to try to get mine. If I don't get it, so what? You know, I'm just a mercenary. I don't have any roots here. What do I care?
Well,
and then, he turns a double into a triple and cost a run because he has no idea. I mean, almost, I don't know if he was wobbling at a point. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on out there. But I told you before the first World Series, run him out there in Kauffman Stadium. Play him in right field all you want. He will continue to undermine your baseball team and make you dumber with each inning he plays out there. Whether it's the throws offline or the throws to the wrong base or he can't get to the ball laterally or he can't break in on the ball soon enough. He has no instincts reading them. Whatever he was defensively is gone. And I just find it fascinating that the moment he could turn his head left to right again, boom, you're out there, buddy. You're in the field, and we're going to get our $17 million out of you.
He cost Eflin a run on his line with that route to the ball.
What's most concerning, A, he's 2 for his last 27, but B, you brought him in to hit left-handed pitching. He has an .087 batting average. He's 2 for 23 against left-handed pitching.
Like, dudes are getting healthy, and you're running out of time to see Heston. And I get it, one guy's a lefty and one guy's a righty, but like, at 5:30, let's do it the same as earlier. I don't like watching this guy play baseball, obviously. I think you are courting disaster by continuing to have him pretend to be a major league caliber fielder. And I just, like, what's the plan here?
Keep running him out in the outfield, I think, is the plan. Because they have nobody else. Like,
what do you mean they have nobody else?
That's what they've constructed. Who's playing right field if he doesn't?
O'Hearn? I don't care.
O'Hearn's an infielder turned like he's
they play great. Heston Kerstad in the rain in left field.
I'm just telling you,
in Kauffman Stadium with a guy
options.
Giving up nothing but fly balls. Yeah. And now you're telling me
and he misplayed
that
a ball.
Little right field.
And
so
he misplayed
what?
A ball.
So this guy doesn't hit. This guy's got no upside.
I'm just telling they paid him $17 million.
That's okay. They paid more
it's
than
same
$15 million.
More,
that's
and
not,
he's still
I
here.
Can't do anything about that.
He's still here for the same reason. And this guy's going to opt in. That's why he's getting run out there.
It's a joke. You deserve better. Yeah. Orioles fans, you deserve better. Hopefully the next GM will deliver.
Twins coming in winner. When they went to Minnesota, the Twins were scuffling too. Now they've won 8 straight. Seemed like a different baseball team than the one they just played.
It's hard to figure, but that's how baseball goes. And maybe that, if you're an Orioles fan and you want to find, a glimmer of hope in that, we'll look at Minnesota in the span of 10 days. If they did it, why can't we? And maybe the problem is 3 of those wins came at your expense. Royce Lewis finally got a hit, so we'll see if he can get going a little bit. I think he had like an 0-for-31 or something. Remember, he was just activated after another long, lengthy injury absence because he's
hurt.
Always hurt in that first series. The most interesting development for me as it pertains to this series is Chris Paddock looked like one of the 10 worst starting pitchers in Major League Baseball right up until Friday night when he flirted with a perfecta. So, like, has he figured something? Because they're going to face him in this series.
Mm-hmm.
Has he figured something out? Was that just a blip? Ober battled against the O's. Like, they don't have to face Lopez and they don't have to face Ryan. But have these other three turn the corner a little bit. There's nothing special about Woods Richardson. He's just a garden variety right-handed starter. But I like Ty France is hitting the ball a little bit more now. Lewis has his legs under him. Buxton's hitting the ball. There seem to be maybe a little signs of light with Brooks Lee. But they certainly have a lot more confidence in sort of the way they're presenting themselves, and falling behind doesn't seem to be a curse anymore. And the bullpen looks pretty good.
Orioles and Twins start a three-game series tomorrow at Baltimore Baseball tonight. It's a home game, so it'll be back at Pickles. Coming up next, we'll talk some Orioles. We'll talk some Ravens. What does Cordell Woodland think about what these guys are projecting to the media out in Anaheim? And maybe he has some thoughts on the Ravens' quiet offseason on the field. Cordell joins us next here on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.